Time to continue with Shelley from Straight Line Archery in Ishpeming. And this is part two from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, if we could switch over and talk a little bit about the hunting. Obviously, things have changed a little bit for bow hunters this year. No does in the UP are allowed to be shot unless, obviously, you have special permits, block permits, and things like that. What are you hearing from hunters out there? Are they still excited?
The people that we see here, I think, are still excited. I've had a lot of people coming in telling me that they're seeing nice stuff on their trail cams.
Nice.
So, you know, that's pretty exciting. But I would say the majority of our clientele isn't just a weekend hunter.
Mm.
They're diehard.
Yeah, they're more hardcore. I would agree with that.
They're out there and they're doing it. You know, they've taken the time to put in food plots or different things like that. They've figured out, you know, the patterns of the deer. They've put their deer cams, their trail cams up in the right place. So they are seeing nice bucks.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to hear some of those success stories as we get into this season.
I think we will.
As a hunter, let's talk a little bit about, everything seems to be running a little behind this year. Are you kind of hearing the same thing? Are bucks still in their bachelor groups? What are you hearing?
I think everything is a little bit behind. I mean, even if you just look at the fall foliage out there right now, everything is slightly behind, and I think that includes the wildlife, too. I think once we start getting into the temperatures of, like, maybe this week where it's going to be in the upper 20s and the low 30s at night, that's going to cause things to accelerate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to start seeing deer move more.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I'm excited. If folks have not seen your shop yet, let's kind of explain how to get there. It's in Ishpeming.
It is in Ishpeming. It's pretty simple. You go to the stoplight at the corner of Ralph's Deli, and you turn to head north. And you travel two blocks, you'll see the two-story building with satellite dishes on the roof, and we're in the basement, the old Miracle Bowl bowling alley.
Yeah, and it's very cool the way you have your range set up. You know, it looks like an old bowling alley.
It does look like an old bowling alley.
It's very cool, you know, the booths and everything that you can sit in while you wait your turn to shoot, and it just looks like a very cool place to go shoot your bow.
It is pretty neat. We had Mondays, we have kids come in from 4 to 5, and it's pretty neat because the dads will sit there and they'll sit in the booths and watch their kids shoot, and it's family-orientated and relaxed and comfortable and, in my mind, perfect.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Shelley, I know you and Randall are so passionate about getting people shooting good, and we appreciate that. Glad to have you as a sponsor on the show, and would you like to wish everyone luck for this opening day?
I certainly wish everybody luck, and you know, stop in and tell us your stories. We'd love to hear them.
Straight Line Archery, that was Shelley. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.